A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and life. The master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Glad you tuned in to broadcasting in this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 17, verse number 24. Earlier in this chapter, our Lord Jesus took Peter, James, and John up to the Mount of Transfiguration, as we refer to it. He was transfigured his beloved Son, Jesus, and whom he is well pleased. Hear ye him. And it tells us in the book of Hebrews that in these last days the Lord has spoken to us by his Son. All the Word of God is the revelation of Christ and is about him. They come down from the mountain. He talks to them about John the Baptist and that he is the forerunner that was prophesied. And then the disciples that remained down from the mountain, they had had a father that had brought his demon-possessed son to the disciples. And so the father comes to Jesus as he comes down and he casts out the demon. The disciples inquire of him, why couldn't we do it? And he said, because of your unbelief. He said, this kind goes out by prayer and fasting. And so then we come to verse 22, where the Lord Jesus tells them in verse 22 and 23 about his fulfilling of the gospel, in which and when he speaks of them of his death, it's saddening unto them. They just don't understand. They see Messiah as one that's going to come and deliver national Israel and is going to be a deliverer in that revolt, rebellion, establishment of Israel. Again, they just don't see him as the one that we needed first to pay for our sins. The Lord Jesus will come back to establish the nation after the time of the Gentiles, and praise be to the name of the Lord that he has made a time for many Gentiles to be saved, this church age. And so when he does come back, he will do those things that the disciples, the apostles expected in that day. But first he came as Savior. Next, he will come as king. Then we come to verse 24. When they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, doth not your master pay tribute? And so this tribute is different than taxes. It's maybe we might understand it better like a tariff. It's not evidently, and as we'll see, it's not something that is required of citizens, but it's required of strangers. And so they asked Peter about this, and he saith in verse 25, yes. And when he was coming to the house, Jesus prevented him. He stopped him, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers? And Peter saith unto him, of strangers. Jesus saith unto him, then are the children free. And so he says, we don't have to pay this tribute, Peter. And maybe this was Peter's ignorance of the matter. Most likely that seems to be what it was. He just did not know. He didn't want to convey anything negative in regards to the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord Jesus corrects him and gives him understanding about it here. And so he says, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them. So, Peter, you've already said yes. That being the case, we don't want to offend them. We don't want to make a stir. Go thou to the sea and cast in a hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when When thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money, and take and give to unto them for me and thee. And so the Lord says, we understand the way it is. We don't owe the tribute, Peter, because we are citizens. Nevertheless, because of your answer, you go down to the sea, you go down to the Sea of Galilee, you cast in a hook, a fishing line, and catch a fish. And when you catch that fish, you open up his mouth, there's going to be a piece of money in it, and you can go pay that custom for me and for you, because that's where the issue is that's been created, the tribute collectors. Does your master collect tribute? Yes. So then now Peter and the Lord have fallen under Peter's answer. And so the Lord provides miraculously for the paying of that tribute, even though it wasn't owed. So now we come to chapter 18, Matthew chapter 18, verse number 1. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Now, this is a dispute amongst them, and the kingdom of heaven has been being preached. Again, they have an aspect of this that it's going to be immediately. The scripture, the gospels tell us that. It's the reason it's important to read all the gospels collectively. There are those that the disciples, that it's accounted that they believe the kingdom should immediately appear. That's the statement that is made. And so they want to know who the greatest is going to be. And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. So he said, come here, little one. And so he motions to one. They come over to him. He sets him down in the middle of the apostles and said, verily I say unto you, verse 3, except ye be converted, which means to turn, to reverse course, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so the Lord reiterates here about salvation, the need for salvation, and that repentance, a turning from self, from sin, from the world, our own ideas, the ideas of the world, to declare openly and confidently that our way is wrong and our sins, our transgression of the Lord are an offense to him indeed. And we are guilty. We are guilty individually of transgressing against him. He says, if you don't be as a child, which, what is that about a child? A child that has not been corrupted believes very much what they are told. They trust those that are older and bigger than them. They just know and believe that the older are going to take care of them. That's the simplicity of a child, where they cannot understand, where they cannot do, where they cannot provide for themselves. They look to those greater than they, in that they're older, they're able, and have knowledge and such as that, to care for them. They just, so if you tell a child that has not been corrupted, has not been abused and you know, told lies and manipulated in that way, but just a child in the normal course of life, whatever you tell them, they're going to believe that. They're going to believe that. Their children are easy to be fooled because they trust. And they just trust. That's the natural way of children. Jesus says you need to become as a little child. You need to believe what I say. You need to totally discount what you think you know and believe what I say. If you're not converted, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And that humility has to do, they can't provide for themselves, they can't do for themselves, their knowledge is little, and they're, because they're a child, they're growing and they're learning, they need to be taught. And so that humility is a humility of need, and that's what we need. We need the Lord. We need him to forgive us our sins, to save us from our sins, to grant unto us everlasting life, to care for us, to take us on to be with him when we die. We need the Lord in every respect. And then he goes on to say this, verse 5, and whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. And so, The receiving of the believers is the receiving of Christ. I think that also that we could take this directly, the good treatment of children is honoring it to the Lord, because children are vulnerable. Children do show how it is, how we are before God. And so the Lord is merciful, and he treats us, those that are saved. What's he call us? He calls us his children. And so the receiving of one such little child in my name receiveth me. Verse 6, and whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. And so look here what the Lord Jesus says about the abuse of children, the abuse of his children, and I believe the abuse of children. The Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is the Savior, the one who is love, the one who is so compassionate and so kind, so merciful, so gracious, so loving, that emptied himself for the sake of his people, for those that would believe on him and trust in him. He says that the abusers of children, it would be better if they were drowned in the sea by having a millstone put around their neck, and so tied around their neck. So it's a serious business, this of caring for and treating children right. And the Lord Jesus makes a statement. He makes a statement here about the treating of his children. The Lord God Almighty notes every abuse of his children, those that he has saved in this world. And his children have been abused much. And he will reckon it. He will not ever forget it. He will deal with it. And so he is very, very serious in this regard. Becoming a child before the Lord. Again, that humility is just total dependence upon the Lord, upon the Father, upon him and what he has declared, his word. Total dependence upon him in every way. If you're here under the hearing of this broadcast and you've not repented of your sins and believed and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, hear the word of the Lord. You are a sinner before God. And this good word of the kingdom of the Lord has come unto you to let you know that you are a sinner before God. You are accountable before God. You have transgressed God's law. You have in your way and in your life, you are an affront to a holy and righteous God. He tells us that truth. And if a person remains in that state, surely they will be judged by God. They will be sent to hell and then brought up for judgment at the great white throne judgment and then cast into the lake of fire, which is called the second death by the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord just doesn't tell us that bad news about our case, the shape that we're in, and our stand and our case before him. But he tells us also that he sent his son to be a savior for sinners just like that, to be a savior for sinners just like you, a sinner just like you, and that by repenting of your sins before God, to acknowledge before God that you are guilty of transgressing against him, not an itemizing of that, because you can't remember, you and I can't remember all that we have done against God. And then in our ignorance, we just don't know. Again, the reference is that we are like children and need to become like children. But to confess before God that you're guilty, you have sinned against him and him alone, as Brother David said, and to believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that God the Son became a man, and that because he is God, he lived perfectly with no sin as a man, not even the thought of sin. And he gave his life on the cross of Calvary in a substitutionary way for a sinner like you, and to believe and trust in him and his death, his burial, and his resurrection in a substitutionary way for you. That is the way that you can become a little child before him. I see that our time has passed. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.
Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.